Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens countdown to Sunday's showdown with Philadelphia.
Okay, good to see everybody out here. We appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, much to be grateful for. We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time. So, but no, we do appreciate you. And what questions you have?
John, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for all you amazing people gathered around here in this circle that do such a great job of bringing the team to the fans. I really am. I'm grateful for my family and for this organization and for our players, and I'm grateful for our Creator, our God, who gives us an opportunity to breathe and live and a chance to enjoy a great existence.
John, there's a report that Charlie Kolar broke.
We just got in some deep stuff right there. You know, we're going to go right into Charlie Kolar's arm. I'm grateful for that question, too. Turn it over, a whole new leaf here. Yes, he has a broken arm.
And how will the offense compensate for that?
We're going to put another guy out there. You know, we're going to play with 11 guys for sure. And whenever Charlie was going to be in there, there'll be another player on the field doing football stuff and running plays and blocking and catching and whatever else would happen for that position. So that's how we'll handle it.
Saquon Barkley, what has impressed you the most about Saquon?
Yeah, wow. I mean, where do you start with Saquon Barkley? He's just really hard guy to tackle, you know. And I think his vision's really good. They run a lot of different schemes, you know, inside zone kind of where they start. But inside zone, outside zone, they've got different gap schemes. Just his vision, I mean, his ability to see from edge to edge and all the way across, whenever there's a gap that's not defended, he can see it. Not only see it, he can get to it, you know. All the other highlight stuff is there as well, but just his ability to make a defense pay for not being in the right spot is probably the thing that jumps out at me the most.
What about in general facing this Eagles team that's as hot as any team right now and after a quick turnaround for you guys?
Yeah, quick turnaround for us facing the Eagles team that's as hot as anybody right now, like you said, Jerry, and we've had a lot of hot teams that we face this year too, so we've had some experience with that so far this year.
John, this all season was a lot of talk about the running back position as a whole, and we're looking at the top of the rushing numbers right now in the league, and Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley are top of that list, two guys who are free agents. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this kind of impacts the talk around the running back position and how it's being viewed right now?
Well, we're just going to have a tough time, a challenge stopping this running back that we're playing, and we're hoping that they have a tough time stopping our running back. So that's kind of our focus right now. Yeah, to me, it's a really good point. You know, I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, I think our O-line's playing well. They have established the line of scrimmage a lot of times. I think they've done a good job in pass protection, protecting Lamar and giving us a chance to get the ball downfield, which is always a challenge. We've had some really good pass rushing teams that we played too, so I'm really proud of those guys. But they can be so much better. I mean, there's so much more growth in those guys, and I think we all just, you know, try to keep our nose to the grindstone and see if we can get better from one day to the next, one game to the next, and see how good we can get, you know. And along the way, we've had some really challenging games that we've had to play. And we had some challenging fronts about the offensive line. But, you know, I think they're doing a great job and looking forward to seeing how they do this week against a really good Eagles defense and a really good front.
John, anytime you guys play an NFC team, people will cite the stat that you guys are 23-1 in games that Lamar has started against the NFC. Do you think there is something to the idea that it's harder for teams to prepare for a unique player like that when they don't see him very often?
I think we got a really tough game against a really good team on Sunday. We're going to try to be 1-0 on Sunday if we can be. These guys are a well-rounded football team. All three phases are really as good as anybody in the league. I think they're really good up front on both sides in the trenches. That's a huge challenge for us. And not just that, I mean, they can run the ball, of course. The quarterback can run it. The back can run it. But they got really good receivers, you know. They'll push it downfield. They run all the RPOs. Just a lot of challenges for us this week.
John, you talk about the challenge of this game, and you guys are the best run-stopping defense in the league right now. I mean, you're going up against a high-powered rushing attack over there. I mean, Are you just excited to see your guys on that side of the ball compete and go up against, you know, a team strength, knowing that it's your strength as well?
Well, I mean, it's always exciting to play in big games, you know, and we're playing it. It's another big game for us. We had a big game last week. We had a big game the week before that. We had a big game the week before that. And this is the next one, and this is a really big game. This is a really good team we're playing. I think some people think, you know, they might be the best team in the league, you know, and that's the way they're playing. So it's a challenge for us, a challenge for a run defense, yes. And because they do it with their offensive line, they do it with their back, they also do it with their scheme, which the quarterback's a part of too. And they can throw off the runs, you know, so there's a lot going on there.
What do you want Brown bring to their offense? Seems like it's very different for them when he's on the field and when he's not. It's sort of, you know, his availability, and he'll be there Sunday.
He starts probably to me with the inside breaking routes and the RPOs, you know, and his body presence, you know, his ability to get inside of any kind of coverage and just make a strong catch. And then it goes to the catch and run stuff. You got to get him on the ground after that. So that's kind of, you can say it's part of the run game, but he catches the ball, usually on inside breaking routes or vertical routes, and he's a tough tackle. So big challenge.
John, for you guys to play as many people as you guys did on defense on Monday, and with how often communication has been, you know, the undoing for explosives, what would it say just like that you guys were as sound as you were despite having so many guys kind of rotating in different spots?
Yeah, I thought our guys played well, you know, especially in the second half. You know, they were going to throw a little bit more. They challenged us with some routes and some motions and things like that, and it wasn't perfect. I mean, there was a couple times where guys got loose on some man coverage stuff. We played a lot of man, and they were running a lot of man beaters. So that's something we definitely got to work on, because we'll see that from these guys as well. But I was happy with the way the guys played.
Our first chance to talk to you since looking at the film, with the penalties, did you see stuff that needs to be cleaned up?
Yeah, got to keep working on the penalties. That's we don't want to put ourselves in the hole on offense. That really hurt us on that second drive, you know, your first and 25. So that's hard to overcome.
Michael Pierce's return to practice. Is the hope he could be ready as soon as this week, or are you kind of pointing toward after the bye?
We're hoping. We have our fingers crossed that he could be ready this week. We'll have to see.
To do two more.
The quarterback sneak play, the way the Eagles run it, they've had a lot of success with it.
Yeah.
What is it that's made them in particular so successful? Or is that something you can spend a lot of time on?
Well, it's hard to practice it, you know. I mean, obviously, because, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's a very unique play. I think they've mastered it, obviously. We ran one this last week, a similar type deal, but they've been doing it for a long time now, and they just continue to do it well. I think maybe you thought that Kelce was not going to be in there anymore. Maybe it was going to change, and it hadn't changed, you know. But Jalen does a great job. Their offensive line, big physical offensive line, comes off the ball. The right guard, you know, he's a big physical guy. The center does a great job. We work on that. We've studied it. We have a plan. We'll do our best against it, and we'll see what happens.
John, with Derrick Henry, you know, 24 carries, not 30 on Monday night. But anyway, when you get around this time of the season, is Derrick Henry's carries, is that ever a thought process of, you know, should you reduce them or do anything like that in that regard?
So you're saying we ran him too much? You want me to run as much?
I'm going to say, when you get this time of season, does his total amount of carries, is that ever a concern for you guys?
I mean, we're going to try to run the ball as much as we can, and so much of running the ball has to do with how many plays you get and getting in a rhythm and getting an opportunity to call more plays. So, you know, Derrick is our lead back, no doubt, obviously. And he only gets stronger as the game goes on. So we want to run the ball. If you have the lead, that helps you do that. If you get establish some drives in the first half, you know, you can get out there and get some carries in the first half. It's definitely something we want to do. I think if he doesn't get as many carries in some games, it's probably a reflection we didn't have as many plays, or we were behind, or we had more two-minute situations. But that's a main priority for us, yes.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks.